how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you came, they found your case. And we sit back till it's
the Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, sir. It is I, Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger. And a lot of avenging to do. Weeknights, 9 to 10 Central Time. And I have good news. Yes, we tested our new ISDN line, ladies and gentlemen, and it works fine. All I am awaiting now is my brand new microphone. And I tell you, it'll be here, hopefully, by the beginning of next week, when we will be broadcasting in digital quality. How's that, Uncle Statmiller? John will be thrilled, I know that. Well, and so will Paul, my effervescent producer. Yes, indeed, Paul will be very happy, and so will Mr. Wheeler and all the little piggies out there. Anyway, yes, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting System. No one else will have me. Well, tonight, as I promised you at the end of last night's program, we have St. Nick with us. A gentleman who promises and promised me last night that he would have tonight a list of who is naughty and who is nice, literally. Hello there, Scott from Massachusetts, hey, St. Nick.
Rick?
Yes.
This is Scott.
Have you been making that list?
Yep, and I'm checking it twice.
Yes.
And I'm finding out who's out there and who is just plain old rotten and in league with Satan.
Well, that must be a long list.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
My goodness, you must have been up 24 hours preparing this list.
Oh, I've been preparing this list for a long time, more than 24 hours.
Well, I mean, since we spoke, of course.
Oh, sure. You know where I keep it?
Where?
I keep it in my armory.
Okay.
And
your armory, huh?
Right, and I write the list on my bullets.
Ooh.
So that...
I like this man already. Well, you know, Scott, welcome to the program as a caller, listener, supporter, and someone with something to say, my friend.
Well, thank you, Rick.
It's a pleasure.
I appreciate the opportunity to be with you on your program, and it's a great program it is, and you bring the information that people are dying to hear, literally dying for not hearing it.
Thank you.
And, you know, it may not always be popular, but it needs to be said.
Yes.
Because our country is in a very perilous time.
Oh, boy, ain't that the truth, Scott?
A time of war.
Yes, indeed.
And not just war against terrorism and war against poverty.
Mm-hmm.
But each and every one of us, Rick,
mm-hmm.
we're involved in a spiritual war.
Absolutely. And, boy, let me tell you, you're wearing a big bullseye target on your back if you're one of those people that is defending Christianity, the Constitution, and America. So there's
right,
no
question
about that.
Don't they seem to go together like mother and apple pie? And
absolutely.
You know, it's just like, to me...
Well, Scott, stay where you are,
I'm
because
here.
We're going to take our... first break, and then we will have time to talk about the things that bother you most, that list from Uncle Nick. You stay right where you are, St. Nick. I'm Rick Adams, ladies and gentlemen. Join in and listen in. Radio Free America is uncensored. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
It's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Absolutely preposterous.
Well, there's one thing I'll say for old George. He always could tell a good yarn. You're a truly great inventor, George.
Yeah. We're speaking of George W., of course. Who else? Hey, with me on the line is St. Nick, as we call him. His name really is St. Scott from Massachusetts, and he's been a caller and a supporter of mine for some time. In fact, we even worked together at a local radio station from Massachusetts to Rhode Island, and of course, that is in our past, and we are on a new and higher plane now, I believe. And hey, maybe one day there'll be a place for Scott in this broadcasting field once again. I have that feeling, Scott.
Well, Rick, you know, in the Lord's time, everything comes to maturity, and I have faith in Him, and just walk in that faith and fight the good fight as best I can with all my frailties and faults. And, you know, it's not easy, but we do it. And let me ask you a question, Rick. How many people in your long and illustrious career in radio have you asked to sit in for your program to, you know, help you out when you weren't there?
Only a tiny, tiny, tiny handful.
Right, and that was one of the high points, and I have to tell you, I've never told you this, but that was one of the high points in my career, was to be asked by you to sit in for your program. I was honored, and, you know, it was just a...
Thank you. But flattery will get you everywhere.
A great pleasure.
All right, let's get to some issues now.
Right.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can join in and ask Scott any question on your mind. Scott is a resident of the People's Republic of Taxachusetts, and you can dial us in toll-free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is truly uncensored Radio Free America. Scott, what is it like? Tell the people who are listening to you now in Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, California, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan. Tell them what it's like live and try to run a business in the state of Massachusetts.
It's just unbelievable, Rick. The tyranny of the Democratic leftist communist socialist collectivist party of Massachusetts, which was referred to by James Baker, I believe, of President Reagan's chief of staff, and I mean he's been an operative in this
Secretary
new world.
Of State, yeah.
Right. He was asked if he'd ever been to a communist country. And he said, no, but I've been to Massachusetts and that counts.
Hey.
And
hey,
it's not getting any better.
Mike Dukakis.
Oh, yeah, riding around the tank, that nitwit. He's another. All the governors we've had here are just unbelievable. But in any case, that you know, to live in Massachusetts is trial by fire.
Yes.
And fire of evil. And evil is those who wish to dictate the way you live, you know, and rob your money while they dictate to you how you're going to live.
Now, and recently, you had an episode where you just decided to change the way you do business because, quite frankly, you were being taxed out of existence. Tell us about this.
Well, and this is true. In Massachusetts, there is not a Massachusetts resident who owns anything because of the way the tax laws in this state are set up. They make the statement to open up the tax laws that all taxing authority resides in the state representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So that the towns really have no authority except that which is given to them by the state.
Yes.
And the state proclaimed that everything that a person in Massachusetts owns is taxable. Like your property tax, or your car gets an excise tax, or everything you own is taxable unless it's specifically exempted. Exactly opposite of the way it should be, you know? And they wonder why Massachusetts is the only state in the union that's losing population. And the reason is because we have such a bunch of boneheads up on Beacon Hill that, you know, I have a couple of businesses. I have, a large family to support.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're taking half of everything that you earn away from you before you can even get your hands on it, it becomes very difficult to put food on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And this is what you went through and finally decided to change the way you did business.
Yeah, and I just went through that whole process. And the reason why is, and it's federal, too. Federally, and what the essence of it is that the government has given more rights to corporations.
Mm-hmm.
Than they have to the citizens of this country.
Yeah, that's
and
a
they've
reason,
done it.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, they've given more rights to corporations, and corporations are really ruling everything that goes on in our country. They control our politicians. They control our government. They control the world. The big major corporations, typically controlled by Jewish interests, are running the world, and they are demoralizing and de-Christianizing, as you mentioned earlier, the population. And you have to ask yourself why they're doing this. And it's for tyrannical control so that they can usher in their Antichrist, who will rule with an iron fist under what a lot of people haven't heard about, and that's the Noahide laws.
Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit later, but just as you were pointing out, the nature of the beast in a state like Massachusetts, which we know has tried to improve its image, at least the last few years with successive administrations, and the current one, of course, has tempted Mitt Romney to try to at least make himself look presentable to run for president.
He's got no gonads at all.
No, and we've seen what he's done, but the fact of the matter is, Scott, that you as a businessman in a state like this have tried to survive without being forced, literally, to get public assistance yourself. And that has to be a pretty sad commentary on the state of affairs and the way the system works.
Right.
Now, well, let me get into this as well. Let me ask you this, because, you know, you're in the heart of this. You're in the thick of this constitutional amendment process in Massachusetts.
Right.
And we just saw the state's Supreme Judicial Court with this radical Marxist, Marshall is her name, Margaret
right.
Marshall.
Right,
who
married,
I believe,
married to the Jew Lewis, who works at the New York Times.
Yeah, and who escaped or fled after creating enough trouble in South Africa.
Right, we had to go all the way to South Africa
yeah.
to find our Supreme Court justice here in
yeah.
Massachusetts.
And here, somehow, she becomes the head of the Supreme Court, and she, with a majority,
by the behest of the yeah. Boston Globe,
mm-hmm.
which is owned by the New York Times.
Right, right.
So there's an incestuous relationship there, and that's how all the governors of this state get elected, is through the Jewish press. If you don't impress the Jewish press, you're out.
Well, now, the New York Times just managed to recently take over the Boston Globe.
Right.
And the Boston Globe has always been known as a liberal rag sheet, basically. Eastern establishment all the way. So the Sulzberger family, you're saying, basically now owns the Boston Globe as part of its recent acquisitions.
Lock, stock, and barrel, yep. everything.
All right, so this Justice Marshall comes
right.
to be, and she and a slim majority of the court decide that they have the power to rewrite law and
right.
to make law and to order the legislature to recognize same-sex marriages, right?
Right. To institute and force down the throats of the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Now, the people of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, for all the great Americans out there,
yes.
are not a stupid people. The people who are in the know and have the money and seek the power, those are the ones who control the elections, and not just in Massachusetts, but all over the country and all over the world. You know, money talks, and the rest of us, we just eat their crap. But the bottom line here is that the people of Massachusetts knew that this was coming, because we could see it through Weld, who's going to carpet bag for governor up in New York. I think that's the talk.
Mm-hmm, that's
he's a big
governor, well, former governor. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a homosexual lover, because he was the first one to grant money to all the schools in Massachusetts
and
so
mandating,
they could have these gay
right.
and lesbian alliances
yes,
in the schools.
In the school systems.
Right, and set all of this gay stuff up in our schools, and then have federal judges uphold it so that the parents who complained about it were
mm-hmm.
basically, almost thrown in jail, and I think some of them were. But the bottom line is that Massachusetts is one of the few states east of the Mississippi that has binding resolutions at election time.
All right, I'm going to have to hold you on that,
yep.
Scott, only because I see the clock ticking,
yep.
and I see we have a break coming up, and it wouldn't be fair to interrupt you in midstream. So when we come back, I want you to explain to the people about
this.
That
is important.
Yes, very important. What happened at the Constitutional Convention process recently,
yep.
and how this whole process has been deliberately sabotaged by politicians. So we'll explain how it works when we come back with our guest, St. Scott from Massachusetts. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Uncensored Radio Free America continues.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today, 1-877-605-9200, and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Uncensored Radio Free America. Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and we're speaking with Sir Scott. I call him Saint Scott of Massachusetts. He's brought us a list of those who are naughty and those who aren't so naughty. But before we get back to Scott, let me just remind you, I know there's a lot of you out there who listen to this program, of the many thousands of people that listen to us on the internet, listen to us on radio stations. You can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase, I-N-F-L-A-E-E-Z. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. All you have to do to order this amazing new product is to dial 800-243-5242. Do it tomorrow. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And remember to mention, you heard it here, Rick Adams, Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, Sir Scott, you're explaining to our listeners how in Massachusetts the process of changing the Constitution works. Tell us now what how it works and what happened. What did the legislature do?
Well, the legislature went ahead at the people. There's a set process for the people of Massachusetts, like I said, to be able to, like California does and a lot of the states out west, when they made their constitution, they made it so that the people could have binding resolutions that the lawmakers would have to follow.
Yes.
And we have those propositions cropping up in California and different places. But Massachusetts has it also. And the people saw this homosexual wave of depravity hitting us right in the face, and a bunch of, you know, we got together and got twice as many signatures that were necessary to get a Protection of Marriage Act in the Constitution, just defining marriage as a relationship between one man and one woman. Period. That was all it said.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing negative. That marriage was defined solely as the relationship of one man and one woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got twice as many signatures as we need. It goes to the Secretary of State. It goes to the Attorney General. It goes to everybody. And once in every session, the senators and House of Representatives in the state of Massachusetts get together in a constitutional convention. And they are required by the Constitution to take up and vote on the people's business.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got this appropriate constitutional amendment before them, they used an in-house procedure to adjourn before taking a vote in direct violation of their mandate that they swore to uphold the Constitution.
Yes, they
would vote on this.
Yep.
And then there's even a provision in there that if they don't do it and they don't take up the people's business and vote on it, that the governor shall, not can or maybe or should or could,
shall
reconvene them to do the people's business.
And he didn't do that.
No. So that the executive branch and the legislative branch are in violation of their constitutional oath of office, and what happens? The homosexuals through the ACLU and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance put a court action that goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we get these morons up at the Supreme Court that are on the list of those that aren't so nice, and they're in the armory, and those people voted to shove homosexual marriage down our throat.
Yeah, under the guise of equal protection under the law.
They make up the Constitution as it goes along, you know.
Here they say that they will indeed invoke upon the people of the community their powers, the court's powers, to essentially write law legalizing gay marriage. Now, that's unheard of. That is the height of arrogance.
Right.
That is typical judicial dictatorship.
It's the priesthood of the black robes, and they are God, and we are the serfs and the servants, and they will tell us what to do, and we will do it.
Yeah.
Or we will be thrown in jail at the rate of you know, black young men. Almost 20% of them are behind bars if they're under 30 years old. It's unbelievable. But the bottom line to what I'm speaking of and why I'm so adamant about it, Rick, is that, you know, in the scriptures, which, thank God, by his grace, I was struck by the Holy Spirit in boot camp at 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in the scriptures for over 30 years and enjoying every minute of it. And, you know, developing a relationship with Jesus Christ and trying to do the best I can to, you know, follow in his footsteps, pick up my cross and take it every day. You know, if you read in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 15,
yes,
in that particular point, the Jews were infiltrating the Gentile churches. And, we're going to go to another break, huh?
Yes, we are. Stay where you are. We'll pick up on the other side, and then we'll invite listeners to give us the jingle.
Yeah,
stay there. Scott from Massachusetts. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams Uncensored Radio Free America right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
And we are back right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. On the line with me is St. Scott, St. Nick, making a list. And boy, I'm telling you, he's checking it twice. As you know, he's talking a lot about Massachusetts. Now, there are people listening to us who will say, well, that sounds an awful lot like my state. And they ain't all in the north either. They're not all in the major cities. We have major metropolitan areas. But we're seeing this trend. Of course, we've been seeing it for a long time, where the federal government is nationalizing everything. And we'll talk a little bit about this national ID card, the so-called real card, as they call it, in a few moments.
The Real ID Act, Rick.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a few moments. But you were completing, Scott, your study of the scripture and this plague that we have in Massachusetts, all over the country now. Connecticut, of course, being the next state that has offered up civil unions and basically not calling it marriage.
Rick, coming to a state in which you sit right now, the state capital has a homosexual man, no?
Yep.
Right.
Mayor Cicilline.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we too have a marriage bill in the General Assembly that, if passed, would essentially legalize same-sex marriages. Now, most other states are debating it and debating it the other way. 11 states have either amended their constitutions or have passed laws prohibiting it. And
right,
here in New England, we have done the opposite.
Right. The major victory to me in the last election cycle when Bush, the evil one, got reelected was the states that went ahead and,
yeah,
and you know, made marriage between a man and a woman as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was getting to an axe. You know,
right.
At one point, the Jews were going to the Gentiles and telling them that they had to have their foreskins cut off and they had to do this and you have to do that. You got to follow the Jewish rules and all of this. And there was a big brouhaha about all of this Jewishness being forced down the Gentiles' throat, which is still going on today. But in Acts chapter 15, after they had this whole big decision and everything, it says, it is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us, excuse me, not to place any burden beyond these necessities. Now listen to how concise these are, and you might even think they're ridiculous, to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols.
That's now, are we dealing with the Noahide laws now?
No, we're dealing with Acts chapter 15.
Okay, because I know you want to tie that in.
Well, we can.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is that the only requirements that the apostles put on the followers were to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meat of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. So three of them is like to do with meat, and the only one that it really has cognizance to relationship is unlawful marriage. So we're in violation of one of the very basic minimum precepts of the New Testament by this homosexual marriage thing.
Exactly.
And what worries me is the whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing. God's punishment is not going to lay dormant forever.
No, he sent his prophets out well in advance of the destruction of that nation. Now, unfortunately, most Americans are not listening to us. They're not listening to God. They're not listening to his prophets. What they're doing is having fun, as usual, and ignoring the fact of history. History repeatedly shows us any civilization that goes down this road is a civilization doomed to be destroyed.
Right.
We are not to be an exception if we don't change course. And that's the thing that is so important. Yet, as you point out, Scott, so well, that in states like Massachusetts and elsewhere, we have judges making decisions to force so-called gay marriage on a population, to force the death penalty on an innocent soul like Terry Schiavo. We have judges pretending that they are God.
Right.
And this is the most dangerous part of this journey.
They're not even pretending. They think they are.
They do. They believe they are empowered by God to be gods.
Right. These are the secular humanists.
I call them secular fundamentalists.
Yep.
That's what they really are.
Well,
fanatics.
They are. It's absolutely, unbelievable that they're allowed to dictate to us. And you know what? The founding of our country, the Supreme Court was in the basement. And they wouldn't dare to even question the authority of the legislative branch of government.
It's funny you should mention that, Scott. I have to lighten up a moment here, but to make a point.
Uh-huh.
Those of you who know the movie Walking Tall and the three parts of the film that were made, the three separate movies, the two sequels, remember the scene in which the sheriff Buford Pusser found out in his law book that he had the authority to put the judge wherever in that building he thought it appropriate. And you know what he came up with, Scott?
Yeah, the toilet, right?
The men's room, the toilet. And, you know, I think that you,
I think that's
you
a
may
good
be
idea.
Onto something there. You might be onto something.
Yeah, I'm absolutely, Rick. But, you know, the bottom line is that in Massachusetts, we are just being flushed down the toilet, and that, you know, I'm starting to hear the gurgling noise.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And the only hope is a little bit of backwash to come back up.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to hog this conversation. If you'd like to get in on it, ask Scott a question, take issue, or discuss anything that he said so far, we welcome your calls. This is truly Uncensored Radio Free America. And the number here, toll free, is 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do is dial in 800-313-9443, and our producer will put you right on the line. You can ask a question. We've got Joe up here in the northern country. Hello, Joe from Rhode Island. How are you?
How are you, Rick?
Good, very good.
Can I speak to the Scotsman?
You sure may. Go right ahead.
Brother Joe, it's good to hear you.
Is this the Scotsman from Massachusetts?
You got it, my friend.
Okay.
God bless you, Joe.
You know, some Scotchmen from Scotland migrated to Nova Scotia, or New Scotland, up north of us here. And some of them migrated to Massachusetts. I'd like to welcome you from Massachusetts.
I've been here for, my family's been here for 300 years, Joe.
And
you know what's amazing is we still don't own our homes.
Right. Well, you know, there's a verse in the in Ezekiel 44 to the priest of the Zadok, justified ones.
Yeah.
It says, "Give them no land, for I am their inheritance."
That's right. He is. You know, and Joe, I see the courts as the Gentile, as the Jewish synagogue for Gentile judgment. Our courtrooms today, our life today in this America is a Talmudic system. And we're being incorporated into this Talmudic system where they are getting rid of the Ten Commandments all over this country. They're taking them out of the schools, out of the public squares. And you know why they're doing this? So that they can institute their seven Noahide laws, one of which is that there will be no idol worship. And they consider Jesus Christ to be an idol and to be, you know, boiling in crap in hell.
Wow.
That's what they say in their Talmud.
Yeah, in the Talmud, huh?
Right. This is true, and I you know, challenge anyone to tell me that they don't say that in there, and I'll tell them where they do say it.
Can I read one verse from the Scottish Declaration of Independence?
Please.
Go right ahead.
I'm going to go to the middle of the document to bring out a point. Thence they came, 1,200 years after the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea to their home in the West, where they still live today. You see, in their Declaration of Independence, they admit that they're Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the ten lost tribes of Israel, the tribes of Israel have been supplanted, lost their identity, and someone else has taken their identity.
Right. Doesn't it say in chapter 10 in Revelation that those who claim to be Jews but are not?
That's right.
That's right. They're not. They claim to be Jews, but they're not. They have no inheritance in God's plan. They are the antithesis, the antichrist of God's plan. And that's what they're doing. They're instituting their demonic methodology to control and just, you know, damn people into a demoralized hell. It's incredible that we follow this path.
Well, Joe, did you have another question or comment, Joe?
Just like to tie in with the scriptures from before. Deuteronomy 32, verse 31. I'd like to read about three verses.
Go ahead, Joe.
For their rock, small r, is not as our rock, large r. Even their enemies themselves being judges. Even our enemies themselves being judges.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's what's going on, you know. And when they say in Revelation that we will, the followers of Christ who do not bend to the mark of the beast and continue to bring Christ to the forefront and tell the truth, that we're going to be brought into their synagogues and we're going to be beheaded for our idol worship.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Tell these idiots to hurry up, you know?
In fact, you know, Scott, you told me a long time ago, and I'm sure you don't mind admitting it for the audience, that you prepared your place and your burial pit, so to speak, a long time ago. What did you do? You went out and got a coffin, huh?
Right, I built my casket.
And where is it?
It's in my attic. It's a pine box with rope handles.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. I'm ready to fight this war, and I'm ready. And it's not a war for the sake of bloodshed, and it's a righteous war against principalities and powers,
mm-hmm.
against rulers of this world that sit in high places, against the spirits of wickedness that seek to dominate and to take the truth of the life of Jesus Christ away from us at every turn that they can.
Well, we've got Ariel Sharon who can boast that George Bush is a little puppet on a string here. And by George Bush's own actions, it looks as if everything that we've said has come true.
Right. Ariel Sharon on radio said, talking to Shimon Peres,
he said, yeah.
Yeah, he told him, don't worry about the Americans. We own the Americans, and they know it, and they do it. Here's another one. You know, these megalomaniac, anti-Christian conspiracy guys, they're planning and they're advancing their agenda. And, you know, one of these guys, here's this guy who is a senior advisor to Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in an interview with the Arizona Daily Star down there, March 18th, 2003, for anybody who wants to look it up. He said, we've been fighting a war for the past 18 months. This is this Jewish guy who's a friend of Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fighting this war for the past 18 months, which is the harbinger of World War III. The world is going to fight, whether they like it or not, I'm sure. Now, this is what they're saying, and they say it brazenly and out front.
And yeah, especially when they talk to each other in their own particular media.
Right, and I read that media. Unfortunately, I have a subscription that I get to the Forward.
Yep, the Forward, yep.
Yeah, the Jewish newspaper, the Forward, and you can pretty much see all the news that they're not putting in the Zionist-controlled newspapers, which control better than 90% of this country's newspapers,
mm-hmm.
and then they control the other 10% by the Macy's advertisement, which is owned by Jews. And, you know, if you're not a Jewish newspaper, you don't get the Jewish advertisement.
Well, if you don't follow the line, you wind up going out of business eventually,
right.
Don't you?
Exactly.
Yeah, the party line, well established, huh?
So we've got 2% of the population controlling the whole operation of this country. And it's amazing that we've allowed these people to do this.
Joe, have you any other thoughts before we come to the break?
Okay, well, two verses and I'm out.
Sure.
For their vine is the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah.
Uh-huh.
Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of asps.
Absolutely, Joe. And what did Jesus do when he was walking to Jerusalem and he didn't find any figs on the tree?
Cursed the fig tree.
And what happened to it?
Mm-hmm.
Withered. It died.
It's dead. And you know the Catholic Pope saying that the Jews are our elder brothers? I never heard so much nonsense in my whole life. What was the Joe? Tell me something before you go. What was the purpose of the tearing of the shroud at the time that Jesus was crucified and died?
To open up the temple.
And to what? To end the old covenant and bring in the new, no?
Right. But he was the temple.
Right.
He is the future temple.
That's right. But the shroud was torn from top to bottom to show that it was over.
Rent in twain, yes.
It's like when you take a piece of paper and you got a contract and it's torn from top to bottom, that contract has just been null and voided.
Well, you know, there's people in Jerusalem today that are getting ready to build a temple.
Right.
And, there's a problem here, Scott, because
mm-hmm.
Jesus is the temple thereof.
Right.
These people have got a problem.
Right. He said specifically that you will not worship in any place, but you will worship in truth and in spirit. That was Lord and Savior.
Well put. Hey, Joe, thank you for your call, brother.
Okay, guys.
Good call. Joe, our Bible fella. And Scott, it's, of course, a pleasure. Now, you stay where you are because we're going to be taking a break in a few seconds. And I want to be able to bring up something that we've been talking about for a long time, over which there is disagreement, even with some people that have called the program as our guests, and that is this House-passed bill now in the Senate to establish what is essentially an ID card, and that is masqueraded as, quote, immigration reform. We'll talk about that when we come back with your call as well, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, our guest Scott from Massachusetts. We'll be back.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Today,
we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Ah, yes. CF, constructive fraud. All right. Hey, we're back. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, live and in color. And I got to remind you again, you don't have to suffer anymore. You can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase, it's called. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. You try it. You tell me that it works. To order this amazing product, you call 800-243-5242. Don't miss out. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. Give them a call. Not tonight. You can call them tomorrow. It's the natural answer for inflammation. Well, Scott, I want to take a few moments and I want to just mention this bill, this national ID bill, masqueraded as immigration reform. Now, this is very important to understand what's being done here. The borders are left wide open.
Mm-hmm.
The Border Patrol has been denuded. George Bush considers himself to be a president of America, Mexico, and Canada. Regional power, regional government, no borders, no protection, no wall of separation to protect our borders. No, that would be unthinkable. But we'll give the people of our nation, we'll give them a federal scheme, a national ID card called Real ID, which basically claims now listen to this, it claims that it's a voluntary program, except for one thing. As far as the federal government is concerned, once this bill passes, you will cease to exist. You can't board an airliner. You can't do anything that is not protected or recognized by the federal government. And everyone who proposes to support this national ID chip knows that no state will have any choice but to comply. Now, this legislation is in the Senate, passed the House. Under this bill, Mexico and Canada will be able to share your private data. Ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. Your name, your date of birth, your place of residence, your Social Security number, and physical and maybe other characteristics as well. The bill even provides for this sensitive information on American citizens to be shared with these other countries. Now, can you imagine some corrupt Mexican dictator selling thousands of ID files, including Social Security numbers, to criminals? Yet this is what George Bush is proposing. This is what the Republicans and Dems have tried to jam down our throats. And
Rick,
some people are supporting it, and I'm not happy about it. I don't agree with it.
You know that it's a problem when it's never been discussed and it's done in the secret of a supplemental. It's never been discussed in either House, Senate or House, in either body, never.
It's never been debated the way it should be. And, of course, it's, again, the masquerade, Scott. Scott,
right.
I see the clock ticking. We're just about out of time. Can I thank you for being our guest, and we'll have you back?
Amen, brother.
It's been a pleasure. You
it's
have really,
my...
really made this an interesting show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with more tomorrow night, same time, same network. Until then, Rick Adams thanking you for listening, and your radio avengers saying ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.